You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been performing throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. That's Makwe Masilela. Ndate Masilela, good evening. Lovely to speak to you again. Markets having a bit of a mixed day. We briefly broke 18 Rand, but we couldn't sustain it.
Yeah, unfortunately, and good evening to you and to the listeners. And I think most of this news were kind of factored in when the guys, they were busy pushing each other around. We had an idea, you know, that they're looking for this and that. They're prepared to be given this and that, stuff like that. So much of that didn't come as a surprise. And I think more importantly, you know, we saw that the guys didn't rock the boat. So it's more of, yes, you need to focus on economic growth. I don't know why we are mentioning that. For me, that should be standard. And the most important thing is to try to accelerate all those reforms that the guys have been talking about. And if you see this key also, what do you call it, key ministries, you know, it's kind of more of continuity, you know, more than anything. And anyway, I don't think whether you are a policymaker or a minister or just a South African citizen, you would like to see whoever who's in charge to fail, because all of us, we just want to see things working out. So markets, yes, some excitement as well at some point. But unfortunately, when it comes to the rand, King Dollar continues to stand tall. And unfortunately, maybe that is what is affecting us. But you look at all the PMI numbers that we got from China, kind of mixed. Eurozone was not good. Back home here with an improvement. The US one, unfortunately, continued to struggle, but markets continue to be focusing on Powell's comments tomorrow. And I think they've got as well on Wednesday the Fed minutes, and on Friday that will be the mother of all reports. Jimmy, it's important for all of us to remember, as much as we can have all these policies in place, investors will forever chase good returns. So tomorrow, if they decide to leave us and go somewhere else, no hard feelings, is because they'll be chasing those better returns somewhere else.
Absolutely, Marco. I couldn't agree with you more. And the data points that you say that are coming out this week, obviously from a US perspective, suggest that the US market is still very much in the driver's seat of what's happening globally. We might think that for the most part, the interest rate conversation has dulled down. Markets seem to be absorbing as much of it or pricing in as much of it as possible. But the reality is every time Fed Chair Jerome Powell or any of his trusted team speak out around possible rate cuts, the market does get a bit nervous or get a bit excited or just has a reaction in general. What do you think is going to be said this week?
You know, market participants are hoping for some evidence when it comes to weaker a weaker labor market. And that itself, Jimmy, it will firm up the bets around interest rate cuts by the U.S., noting that, remember, Thursday is a holiday. But traders are still hopeful for two rate cuts this year, starting from September. But what you hear from the policymakers themselves, they're still worried about this sticky inflation. So you get like the markets kind of like, yeah, we hear you, but we still believe we'll get those cuts. Whether this is the way of markets trying to force the Fed hand, that's something else, because the guys are appreciating that, yeah, listen, there's some movement, you know, when it comes to inflation, but it's not yet at those kind of levels where we'll be comfortable to start cutting. And every day we get to be warned, don't make a decision or an expectation just based on one set of data. So I, for one, labor markets might continue to be weak, but you'll need to see something sustainable. Jimmy, these guys, before this whole thing of interest rates, starting to increase interest rates, they took forever. Then, unfortunately, most of them lost credibility. I don't think they want to do it again, to see that, unfortunately, they have to lose credibility again. And we know that this whole sustainability of the recent rally, we can only rely on the belief that we are heading to more of a soft landing. And we know that that's talking more about inflation easing and some moderate growth.
Inflation easing and moderate growth. Does that mean that we can start getting back into the markets, Makwe? We know that the interest rate cuts will happen at some point. Whether we get 1, 2, 7, or 3 rate cuts, we're going to get them at some point. Should we now be easing back into, say, cautiously, this is where we sit and this is where we line up our portfolio?
I think gradually we should be able to do that, because after these cuts, as soon as they happen, I mean, European Central Bank have done it, you know, Bank of Canada have done it, you know, your Swiss bank as well have done that, you know. At some point, as we were saying, the US will do that, because they told us that there's no way the next move will be a rate hike. So we expect a rate cut back home here, whether it's later in the year or early next year, but I agree with you, eventually it's going to happen. So cautiously, you can start maybe looking into picking up stocks, especially those which have been oversold.
We'll leave it at that, Makwe. Thanks as always for those insights. I'm going to definitely pick your brain about which of those stocks are oversold, but we'll have to do that another time. That's Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.